What's going on, everybody? It's Patrick and Karma from the Products of Public School. During some of these trying times, and no, I do not mean COVID, I mean the 97 degrees it's been for the last 2 weeks, it feels like. I don't know, time is nothing anymore. But the studio is way too hot, so we've decided to go on a little bit of a road show. And what we're doing with this, since a lot of stuff's either half closed down or not all the way open, we've decided to use technology to go have a good time. So Karma has downloaded a specific app. Now, which one is it?
It's called Randonautica. The reason I found out about this is, I don't know if you saw the news recently, but some teenagers downloaded this app. And they picked a mission to go find something evil. And they ended up at the ocean side and they saw a briefcase. Now, what do you think would be inside the briefcase?
More than likely drugs.
Well,
like they wash ashore or something went awry on the sea and they tossed it overboard.
Right. Or maybe money.
Money too, or diamonds.
No. They found a dead body inside the briefcase and they started freaking out and crying and shaking and called police.
So we possibly could go find a dead body with this app? Why didn't the app itself, if it knew of this dead body, why didn't it contact the police?
That is a great question. However, from what I understand, and I just downloaded this so we can try it in a second, but from what I understand, you think of your mission, but you don't type it out. You and your friends, whoever's going on it with you, you guys decide what the mission's gonna be, and then
they give you a few like multiple choice questions to select.
That's what I've heard. So that group of kids picked evil. So we could pick something more like enlightening, like
what it's 100 degrees. I don't wanna find a dead body at 100 degrees. I don't wanna find a dead body to begin with.
How about we do like humor?
Humor.
Okay. So something funny, something enlightening.
Which would go along with the show a little bit. We need a little bit of humor here.
Yes, we indeed do.
So we're going to take you guys, the listeners, along with us on our adventure with Randonautica.
Yes, we are Randonauts in Randonautica.
And this is a brand new app, right?
Yes, it is indeed. You can download this from Google Play or the Apple Store. So
let's choose.
We're choosing humor, and it is loading. It says it's getting our quantum entropy, ENTROPY.
Products of public school.
Okay, focus on your intent. So we're focusing on humor. It's funny. I'm giggling inside.
I'm smiling, laughing.
My heart is smiling.
My heart is smiling. My soul is smiling. Now, this app is supposed to open up and expose the matrix to us, right?
This is supposed to prove to us that there's some kind of like parallel universe and we are inside of some form of glitch. Okay, oh my God, we have a coordinates. This coordinates is, it looks like only 4 minutes away from your house.
This is a pseudo void that's humorous in nature, 4 minutes from my house.
Yeah, it actually says it's pseudo, which means
not genuine or fake, right?
So this is a fake place.
That's humorous and also a void 4 minutes away from my house.
Totally sounds like a Reader's Digest article.
It absolutely does already.
Are you ready to embark on our adventure?
Yes, I am. Let's go. What do you expect them to find? Or what do you expect us to find?
I mean, it's like almost on your street. It's so weird. You don't know where this is?
Possibly Pickle Park.
Is there funny stuff there?
I don't know.
Sounds funny.
Well, you guys are going to find out with us. All right, so it's taking us down 8 Mile at first here, first glance. And from what I can tell, we're headed towards the hood, Karma.
This is a dangerous area?
Not dangerous. It's definitely the hood, though.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, at least the lights go pretty fast on 8 Mile over here.
So what are you thinking is going to happen?
It better be funny, whatever it is.
Well, who is it going to be funny for is the question.
Funny for the programmers of the app? They're probably listening to us as we record this anyway.
Is it funny for the people that carjack us, or is it funny for us?
Is it funny for the insurance company?
Oh, it probably is hilarious for the insurance company.
I'm sure they're going to ask us why we were in a certain area when we got carjacked. And we're going to have to tell
them an app
told us to do it. So, I mean,
but you know what? I'm sure they've already heard that from Pokemon Go. I'm sure they've had plenty of all different insurance claims from that app. People, like, going in other people's backyards and stuff.
All right. We are heading down 8 Mile towards 75.
There.
Which,
okay, wait.
If you're not from the area,
8 mile and 75 is not what you would consider the greatest.
Okay, hang on. It's coming up. Chesterton? Is that what that says? Charleston.
Charleston. Charleston. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're heading right. Well, this better be funny, Karma. It doesn't look funny.
I see windows missing. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm already laughing, I guess. So, I mean, it might be
it. Wait, hang on. Is it? Okay, we're still going straight.
All right. This is a lack of houses.
Oh, look at that roof. The roof's like missing off house. This does not seem safe.
No, not at all. And again, this could be
us. We said humor, but we didn't say good humor. There's a lot of different types of humor.
Yes, there are. And it looks like we're not. Oh, it's right up here. We're just going past Winchester and Charleston.
Maybe it thought we said evil when we talked about the evil, because that's not what I wanted. No. Oh my God, look at these houses, Pat.
They're all boarded up and burned down.
It's a random pit bull.
Oh, just attached to the front. Okay, cool.
Wait, we're here. This is it?
This is humorous?
Okay, so
what does the app tell us to do? This is Remington and Charleston.
Okay, we're at a corner.
It's a dead end. Both sides. There's two dead ends on each side here.
Is that what's funny?
It seems dangerous. Okay, what does the app tell us now?
This is just where we're supposed to go. This is all it says.
It's an abandoned lot in the corner. I'm not all about getting out of the car.
No, no, please no. The streets that we're at...
is a double no outlet.
One is Charleston. One is Remington. Oh, wait. Something's fake. Remember, we're looking for something fake. No outlet.
That guy's bumper over there is not the bumper that goes in the car.
That's not original. That's definitely aftermarket.
That's fake. Pseudo and humorous. This isn't humorous.
Should I just drive down there?
No, that's the no outlet.
But what if it could be anywhere here. Pseudo and humorous. I see something laying on the side of the road. We can go inspect that.
From the car.
Yeah, from the car.
I'm not getting out over here.
Are the doors locked? Yes, they are. Okay, all right. Let's see. So we're driving down the road.
Doesn't help with the whip you've got over here either.
Supposed to be here.
It looks like a... bag, another empty lot with high
fencing.
And this is more barbed wired fence.
I am so confused. Are the one-way streets the funny thing?
Or is poverty in Detroit the funny
thing? Oh yeah, this is really poverty stricken right here. Well, I'm not sure what was funny about that. Should we give another one a try?
Let's try it again. So, maybe? First of all, we're going to pull off out of here before we do this.
Let's do that. Let's pull out of here.
And then we will pick it up with our new adventure, because that was more scary than it was humorous.
Agreed.
So far they have sent us into the middle of the hood with roofing.
Whoa, there's a bumper.
A bumper's just in the middle of the road.
Pat,
everything's burned down.
It's honest to God scary. There's houses with no windows, like not even boards.
Just no windows.
There's houses with boards and no roof. Like this is slum. And I don't know if Randonautica thinks poverty's funny.
Or any of this is funny.
But none of it is not even a slight chuckle.
So when you download this app so far, Randonautica, and they send you on an adventure, they send you to sketchy parts of a downtown.
Oh my God, what if some 14-year-olds were walking to go to that?
Why?
Whoa. Like there's straight up places you could be murdered and nobody would ever find you.
Oh, every one of those houses probably has a dead body inside of it.
That was some scary
But it sent us to
stuff.
A complete empty lot on a corner with a double no outlet.
Which is like a horror movie. That's not funny. That's how people die.
I think I have witnessed at least a couple different horror movies where they group of kids get sent out by apps on their phone or on the computer that send them to places, then they end up being like Saw.
Well, the double or triple no outlet was pretty horrifying, and then it's all one-way streets.
And then there's big giant fences with barbed wire, and they're all rusted off and
honest to God, if I was alone, I would have been freaked the F out. I would have been so, like, my husband, if he finds out that we went there, will not be happy with either of us, Patrick.
And we didn't even bring a piece or anything with us while here to protect us either.
I do have a machete next to me, but
all right,
besides
that. We're pulling off once again, and then we're going to, read or the start a new adventure, and hopefully it won't send us into the middle of the hood.
I would really like to give this app a good review and say this was fun. This was really enjoyable.
Because there's not a lot of stuff you can go out and do right now.
But if they're sending you to places like that,
it's
I would strongly caution parents against it.
So once again, this is why we're bringing the information to you.
All right, let's give it a whirl.
All right. All right, so we're going to try another adventure here. So what are the options they give us this time?
Okay, last time we picked Anomaly, but they didn't have them, so they gave us Void. So let's increase the radius.
I mean, there was a lot of Void going on over there, I guess.
Okay,
you could
say that. 5,800 meters. Because 3,000 meters was only, let's just make it more. 8,000 meters?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's actually go on an adventure because that was just a detour to the hood from my house.
Okay, so let's try Anomaly again since we didn't really get a fair assessment.
We're going to broaden the length of the trip.
Now we have to select the, what did you say that was, range? The RNG?
Random number generator. Okay. It's going to just find us something.
But we have to choose between anew, which is A-N-U, or temporal.
Let's try anew.
Okay, anew, okay. All right. What's our mind idea going to be?
Interesting.
I like that. Enlightening?
Enlightening. So let's say we have to put that out into the air, apparently.
Yep, we're going
to put it
out
there. Think about it really hard, and they're going to give us, eventually, a new location to go to, if the button works. All right, so we've got new coordinates, and judging by the map location that it sent us, it's sending us somewhere even more ghetto than the last time.
I really hope you're wrong. I mean, I wanted with all my being to have great reviews about this app, but if what you're saying is true, then this app is absolutely terrifying. This is only 7 minutes away, so
we doubled our distance for it to find us some sort of interesting void and it sent us onto an adventure, but it's so far sending us into very questionable areas.
I don't even think it's necessarily questionable. I think it's just outright terrifying, to tell you the truth.
So this is again why we're actually out here doing this roadshow, because it's been in the news and through news feeds.
I totally see why people are finding dead bodies.
Right. But this is supposed to be sending potentially your
teenager
out on an adventure. And they're sending them into places that cops don't go.
So far. Well, we've had one experience and one bad experience that I would say was really bad, not humorous, not enlightening, no chuckles. But maybe this one, now we're picking enlightenment, right? Isn't that what we're doing this time?
This is enlightenment, yes. An enlightenment void adventure that we're sending ourselves on right now.
So how would you define enlightenment?
Enlightenment is to have a better understanding of the universe or how things go in general. Something that broadens your horizons.
In a positive way,
yeah. Yes. Enlightening.
Yes, yes.
So
not something terrifying. But this isn't evil.
But what's questionable about this is it doesn't even give you an address to go to, because we tried punching it in on the car's GPS to send us a little easier direction.
And also to conserve battery life on the phone in case something goes terribly wrong.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Samsung.
But it won't even give us an actual address. There's no way I could tell my husband, hey, Pat and I are going to 123 Woodward in case we never show up again.
Right. So I don't know if this works out better for people in more rural areas or more suburban areas, but here in Detroit, it's seemingly sending you to places that nobody goes.
Well, you're not technically in Detroit. You are located in a nice area. It's sending us into the bad area.
Detroit is in my backyard.
So far. Yeah.
My front yard is Oakland County.
But I think almost every city in Michigan is just like that, where you can live in a rich neighborhood and directly across that main road is a really dangerous neighborhood. That's how everything is.
I would think so, too. At least maybe we might be skewed towards it because we live where we do.
Right. I mean, we do not live in rich neighborhoods, but we don't live in bad neighborhoods.
Not at all, but this is sending us on adventures seemingly in areas you shouldn't go.
Exceptionally dangerous adventures.
All right, we will be approaching this pretty soon here, and we will pick it up from there.
5 minutes away.
So it's taking us over by the combination strip club church and dry cleaner over off of McNichols.
I was pretty impressed by the literal neon pink building. It was actually an entire business. I think it said dry cleaner, and it was neon freaking pink. Like, I haven't seen that color of pink since 1985.
That combination church, strip club,
and... Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, the neon pink one was?
No, that's the dry cleaner.
Oh, okay.
But right next to it is where the preacher bought all of the lottery tickets that one time from the porn store that it's attached to it, and he won the lottery.
Oh, no kidding.
And had to
kidding.
Explain why he was in the porn store.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
we talked about that in one of our episodes.
Explaining right there.
All right, so far we are heading down McNichols now.
We are 2 minutes away, 1 minute away. We're 60 seconds away from enlightenment.
We're 60 seconds away from enlightenment.
So right now we see
that's
cemetery.
An abandoned parking lot where a building used to be.
Now there's moss. I'm afraid to even be at this traffic light, to tell you the truth.
It's not a good traffic light.
No, it's not. Oh, there's some nice bushes there, though.
The topography is okay, so I think we're all right yet.
Yeah.
But it's taking us further down into the hood. I swear.
I really don't know about this app, Pat.
This app so far seems dangerous.
It really
to me.
Does.
Especially if you're a teenager or your kids are doing it because they're bored and they can't do the summer camps and the baseball's not open yet. So
you're thinking, oh, I'm so happy that Tommy is walking and going on adventures. Meanwhile, your kid is being sent to really not safe areas. We are adults in a vehicle with a full tank of gas and a cell phone, and we are still like, oh,
not
wait,
feeling so safe.
I just passed the street.
Oh,
hang on. Can I turn around here? Or is this one way? Oh, wait. It's telling me to turn down the street.
All right.
Oh, that's nice old architecture on those buildings. This isn't one way, right?
I don't think it's one way.
We are...
Oh, no. We are going down another street where there...
Hang on. We're turning on Grove. Okay, that
multiple
is...
burned out houses with no windows.
Video the houses.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do that while they're on the porch.
True.
Oh, my.
Very true.
All right, we might be putting
this
up.
Okay, Grove. This is Grove right here.
So we are pulling up on Grove.
Yep, we are. Okay.
And I am recording us pulling up on Grove, and now it's sending us down more.
Okay, we're almost there. Okay, it's coming up. It's going to be on your side. This isn't one way, is it?
Oh, no. It looks like a water main broke over here.
Oh, is that the Enlightenment? Are you hiding the camera?
Yes, I'm hiding the camera.
Neighborhood block watch in effect. Okay.
Okay,
it's like right here. It's like right...
Another empty
hang
lot?
Hang on. It is either that or... Nope. It's this. It's this right here. It's that building. Video that.
Okay, so it is...
This is where... Is this 313? Oh, like the Detroit area code?
Yep, it is a burned out building with boards all over the windows in the middle of the hood again.
So
what the fuck are they doing?
Is it because
look
that,
there's nothing but
wait,
trash
this is do
everywhere.
Not enter. So
oh,
I
yeah,
have to
you
turn
don't
left.
Go there. I'm gonna zoom in on here. Trash pickup
all right,
apparently
I'm gonna
was last
turn
month.
Left. You keep videoing.
All right, and more abandoned lots everywhere.
So the Enlightenment was the fact that it's 313, and that is also the Detroit area code. That is the...
But they sent us to burned out lots again with boards all over the cars or the windows.
Yeah. Look at that. The window's actually totally
broken. And we're supposed to get out of the car and go to
look
these places?
Look for the Enlightenment. Wait, and do I turn right?
I would totally turn right.
Okay.
So Rosa Parks and McNichols. I could have told you that from before, that we probably won't find any Enlightenment down there.
Yeah.
Or is the Enlightenment the Rosa Parks part?
I seriously
It's Rosa
think
Parks at the 313 house?
I genuinely think it was because Rosa Parks Street and 313 area code, right?
I guess.
Okay, you gotta tell me how to get back from here.
All right, Karma, what are your final thoughts of Randonautica?
Oh my gosh. I don't have a single positive thing to say besides the idea in general is really solid.
It's a cool idea. It sounds fun.
It but does.
It ends up being really sketchy to me.
Yes. And the fact that you don't know where you're going until you get there is terrifying.
Its payoff to me hasn't worked yet.
No, God, no.
It sent us to a humorous void
of danger.
Of danger, yes. A
void of danger,
I don't know what it was supposed to be showing us.
Well,
it was
void is like, it's not there, it's missing.
Well,
and the only thing that's missing was...
roofs, windows, car bumpers, and people.
Yeah.
And electricity and probably water.
Right.
It was void of a lot of things.
Yeah, void of happiness. That's what it was void of.
It was not humorous.
No, nothing about it. There was nothing funny about that. Not even a quick giggle.
So if you're a parent, or if you're just a curious person that has been going through your news feeds and seeing this fun, lighthearted stories,
someone finding a dead body, most likely true.
That probably sounds like 100% yes. accuracy right yes. there. That you would find whatever you want. The places they sent us, I wouldn't get out of the car and go investigate.
We were honestly like speeding through stop signs just to get out of there, because when there's no windows, no doors, no roofs, if someone lives there, they're not a happy person.
Or that's where most of the dead bodies are going to be.
Absolutely. Like, seriously. That's, so, yeah.
Be very cautious if you download the app. Be very cautious of any good things said about it.
Honest to God.
I can't even think of when this would actually work in anyone's benefit.
If you're a parent, I'm not even kidding. I have sons. They are 13 and 14. Talk to your kids tonight and say, hey, have you heard of this app? Is it something you plan to do?
Or do you know your friends that are doing it,
yes.
trying to get you to join in?
Have your kids listen to this podcast. I don't think we've said anything bad on it that would be...
It's no Pokemon Go.
It's not. It's not fun. It's not adventurous. It's just...
Dangerous.
Dangerous. And not in a fun way. We live for fun danger. This was not fun
it's
danger.
It's not a roller coaster.
No.
It's not bungee jumping. It's
no.
not that kind of
no,
fun
there's,
danger.
There's no whitewater rafting here.
It was taking us to very, very sketchy areas. So instead of actually going on another adventure, we gave it a couple shots. It did not impress us very much. It actually kind of worried us. So what we decided to do is stop by Taco Bell, because there's two brand new things.
Yes.
That we're going to try.
And so yes.
We always like to try some of the stuff that you're either thinking of or you're going to anyway, but want another opinion of it real quick.
Right.
We are trying, what are they?
The grilled cheese burrito.
Okay.
And what's the other one?
That is a double stack.
Cheesy
double stack.
Nacho.
Crunch.
Yeah.
It sounds like a bunch of buzzwords.
Now,
they
you,
threw together and
you
mixed
had
them up.
Said the other day that one is something else.
It's basically a double decker, but sub the refried beans for cheese.
Right.
It's kind of like a cheesy gordita crunch.
But this one also has the Doritos taco shell in it, right?
No, that's what I said you should add to it.
I'm pretty sure it's what it has.
Oh, if it does, that might be a plus,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, which one do you want to try first?
Let's try with the cheeseburger burrito.
Grilled cheese burrito.
All right, we'll try that, and then we'll let you know what it is. All right, going for the cheeseburger.
Yeah, so just opening it. No, it's grilled cheese, Pat. Grilled cheese burrito. It's very, very, very greasy.
Very greasy.
It does stick to the paper just like an actual grilled cheese, though. On the outside, I can see cheese seeping out, so it looks a lot like a grilled cheese taco.
It's got beef, it's got tortilla strips, cheese, and then the spicy cheese sauce.
So this doesn't have, there's no lettuce, there's no tomatoes. This is just cheese and meat in this one?
Uh-huh.
What's your opinion?
There's some sour cream there, too. I mean, it's not bad, but I don't, you know.
Does this have rice in it?
No, it's beef, tortilla strips, sour cream, a couple different kinds of cheese.
It's kind of plain, despite what's in it.
It tastes like cheese.
Yeah, it really does.
That's...
This would be really good if you added... like olive and tomato and lettuce and stuff, I think.
Well, not bad, but
okay.
Nothing to write home about.
No, the question is, would you order it again?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
It's too greasy.
And just plain.
It's really greasy.
Okay, so now, you were right. The, what is this one called again? Double stack.
Nacho. Cheesy double stack nacho something.
Yeah, taco. Now this one, I don't see any cheese on the outside of mine.
Oh,
do
you know what that is?
Cheese on the outside?
You know what that is?
What is it?
On the other burrito, there is cheese grilled onto the outside of the burrito wrapping itself.
Yes.
That is the grilled cheese part.
Right.
Which makes it why it's so greasy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. So, I mean, whatever.
Do you have cheese on the outside of your, inside of your flour shell before your hard shell taco shell? Because I don't see any on mine.
No, it's supposed to be, though.
Oh, wait. Nope, there's cheese on half. There is cheese on half of mine.
All right. This one looks definitely a lot more my style here.
Right,
again,
right.
It's with the tortilla strips. Because everybody knows Taco Bell's food is only 5 ingredients, couple sauces, and it's just in a different shape. Mm-hmm. So this is a taco with tortilla strips, which kind of defeats the whole corn shell, but...
Well, just to be clear, it's a flour tortilla. Inside of that is supposed to be the nacho cheese sauce. Inside of that is a traditional taco shell. And then it has beef, the seasoned taco crispy things, lettuce, and cheese. It looks nice. Much nicer presentation than the grilled cheese burrito.
Looks like they grilled cheese on the outside of it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, this one's okay. It'll be a lot better with some sour cream on it.
Kind of dry.
It is, because you got three shells. You got the little crispy shells. You got the traditional shell and the flour shell. Tortilla. Yeah. So overall, what's your 1 to 10 rating? And, would you get
five
it again?
And a half.
Would you order it again with sour cream?
Nope, not at all. I would get the double decker taco, add sour cream, and sub in the taco shell for a Doritos Locos taco shell.
I honest to God thought the picture of this when they emailed it to me showed the Doritos taco shell. That would be substantially better.
Better.
It's not bad. It is just dry. So if you're a fan of dry things, if you don't like sour cream because you're insane, then this might be a good hit for you. So
the Rando Nautica turned into a big bust, but at the end we got to eat Taco Bell. But even though we gave them only a 5 on the scale and probably wouldn't buy them again, it's still Taco Bell, which means it's good.
And it's more pleasurable than driving through the ghetto.
Man.
And when I say ghetto, I'm not talking like lower income housing. I'm talking...
No one lives there.
Yeah, like it's long abandoned... Random pit bull chained to a fence, bumpers laying in the middle of the road.
No windows, all the roofs are made out of tarp.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of ghetto.
That kind of ghetto, so, just to be clear.
Don't let your kids do it. And if you go out to Taco Bell, I mean, if you're in the mood for new stuff, it's just Taco Bell. But
I would definitely say try the, what is that one called again? Try this instead of the grilled cheese burrito.
It is a cheesy nacho double stack taco.
Yes. Boom. You nailed it. All right, guys. Well, make sure you follow us for more Roadshow and Products of Public School podcast.
You can always hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at filthfromthe80s. You can throw us a line at productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. We also go by that name under a YouTube channel, which we'll try to add more
stuff
to.
We're trying. We're really trying.
So for Karma and myself, we apologize for everything.
We're so sorry.
We will see you next week. Peace.